Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. Militants claim they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and that the army had regained control of the areas it had lost earlier. Such conflicting conflicts are not uncommon in Syria when offenses are underway. The militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try to break the siege of Aleppo. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete and yelling "Allahu Akbar" as he injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer, later died at the hospital. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said all thoughts are with the police and with the victims. He said this is a new drama. The Charleroi attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bomb attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. Brussels has been on high alert for terrorist attacks since the attacks in March. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress, in his words, is going to listen very, very carefully. Zuma spoke as vote counting showed that the ANC had lost control of the capital, Pretoria, and a majority in the country's largest city and economic center, Johannesburg. This is VOA News. Two soldiers in Ivory Coast have been sentenced to 10 years in prison in connection with a deadly al-Qaeda attack in the beach resort town of Grand Bassam late in March. Emily Yob has more from Abidjan.
They were charged with criminal conspiracy for having met a man known as Sam, who is suspected of having been the driver of the car that al-Qaeda operatives used to carry out the March terrorist attack in Grand Bassam, which left 19 people dead. They were also charged for failing to report the man to authorities. The two soldiers argued they were innocent and said they didn't know that Sam was involved in terrorist activities. The soldier's defense lawyer, Raoul Gouibi, denounced the sentencing of his client as illogical, since Sam hasn't yet been convicted of terrorism activities. I'm going to appeal this decision because I want it overturned with the highest rigor by the Supreme Court, the lawyer said. More than 80 people have been arrested by Ivorian authorities in connection with terrorist attack in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Ivory Coast over the past year. Emily Yob from VOA News in Abidjan.
Chinese Coast Guard vessels, air patrols, and fishing fleets have reasserted their disputed maritime claims into distant areas, despite last month's ruling by an international tribunal that their territorial claims in the South China Sea have no legal basis. Japan filed a protest against China after saying it saw at least six Chinese Coast Guard vessels and more than 200 fishing boats near the Japanese-controlled islands, which China also claims. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has appeared at private fundraising events and a public rally in the state of New Hampshire. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has no campaign stops listed on her public schedule until Monday, when she makes appearances in the state of Florida and in New York City. Most recent opinion polls showed Clinton's lead over Trump had narrowed to less than 3 points from earlier in the week, an 8-point advantage. Day one of the Rio Olympic Games came off as planned, and the people of Rio de Janeiro welcomed all the visitors. Deborah Correa said she loves seeing tourists, she loves the city, and is happy that they can host the event in Rio de Janeiro. Among the losses and wins, Hungary's Katina Hozu set a world record in the women's 400-meter individual swimming medley, earning a gold medal. Tennis star Venus Williams lost in the first round to Kristen Flipkens of Belgium. While Williams has a record of 4 Olympic gold medals, Flipkens celebrated the first-round victory as if she had won her first top medal. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.